This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization on Friday warned that the coronavirus pandemic is not going away and might still have a long way to burn in our society as countries across the world experience spikes in new cases. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva, the executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Dr. Michael Ryan, said the organization was adding 1.82 million cases to the global case count and an average somewhere between 40 and 50,000 deaths every week.
And thankfully, that is not rising exponentially, but that is a hugely high figure to be settling at. That is not where we want to be.
Ryan said while countries can be optimistic that deaths from COVID-19 have fallen, the international community should not consider 50,000 deaths a week as an acceptable number. Israel has entered a second nationwide lockdown on Friday at the onset of the Jewish High Holy Day season. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Residents have been told to stay mostly at home for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, traditionally seen as a time for families to gather. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld.
And these rules and regulations will continue until the 11th of the month, in another 3 weeks' time, in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19 across the country.
The country's initial lockdown was imposed in late March and eased in May as new coronavirus cases tapered off, reaching low single-digit numbers. But in the past week, new cases have reached daily highs of over 5,000, and Israeli leaders now acknowledge that they lifted measures too soon.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump again touted progress on a coronavirus vaccine Friday, telling a news conference that as soon as a vaccine is approved, widespread distribution will begin immediately. Speaking at the White House, the president said distribution would begin within 24 hours after notice, adding that he expects to have enough vaccines available for every American by April. As of now, there are several trials underway around the world, but a safe and effective vaccine has not been produced. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said a viable vaccine might not be ready until the middle of next year. The president also announced the release of nearly $13 billion to Puerto Rico to help rebuild the electrical grid and repair schools from the devastation of Hurricane Maria 3 years ago. Both the president and former Vice President Joe Biden are courting voters in the crucial swing state of Florida. U.S. government health officials have scrapped a controversial piece of coronavirus testing guidance. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Last month, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention posted advice saying people who did not feel sick did not need to get tested. The change baffled public health experts and led to speculation that Trump administration political appointees forced the shift. The CDC has now essentially gone back to its earlier guidance that anyone spending at least 15 minutes within 6 feet of somebody with a documented infection should get tested. The agency calls the change a clarification needed due to the significance of asymptomatic and presymptomatic transmission. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Taiwan's military has scrambled fighter jets in response to China sending fighter aircraft over the Taiwan Strait in an unusually large show of force that coincides with a U.S. envoy holding closed-door meetings with officials in Taiwan. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
In response to Undersecretary of State Keith Kroc's visit, a unit of the Chinese People's Liberation Army has held combat exercises in the region, Taiwan's defense ministry saying two bombers and 16 fighter jets crossed into Taiwan's air defense identification zone. Taiwan scrambled jets in response and monitored the movements of the Chinese planes. Kroc's trip follows a visit in August by the Health Secretary Alex Azar, the highest-level U.S. cabinet official to visit since the U.S. switched formal relations from Taiwan to China in 1979. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.